This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of love, as found in John 13 through 17, we've considered the Father's love, Jesus' love, and our love as believers. Now let's consider the world's love. Jesus said those who don't have an agape love for Him will not obey His commands. They're committed to doing their own thing. If you love Jesus and obey His commands, the world will hate you. But if you live like them, they'll have phileo, a natural affection for you, because you have similar lifestyles and commitments. They feel comfortable in your presence. There is a recurring theme, however, when comparing the world that hates Jesus and those identified with Him in a love relationship. That theme is this: the world needs to be exposed to an agape love and lifestyle. Jesus said He wanted the world to know He loved the Father, John 14:31. In fact, loving each other as believers, as Jesus loved us, with agape love, is to be the distinguishing characteristic that will convince the world that we belong to Him in a special relationship. As the world, which naturally opposes Jesus, is thus exposed to quality, loving relationships, some of them will be attracted to Him. Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians 2:14 and 15, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved." That is His divine plan.